You're now listening to the English News Sip Keng Teo Radio and Television Station. On the morning of February 12, the 15th National Assembly convened its 9th extraordinary session to review and discuss key issues, with a focus on streamlining the organizational apparatus following Resolution 18 of the Central Committee. National Assembly Chairman Zheng Tianmeng presided over the session. The 9th extraordinary session of the 15th National Assembly, held from February 12 to 19, focuses on key issues related to restructuring and streamlining the organizational apparatus. The Assembly aims to resolve institutional and policy challenges, enhance infrastructure, and create new development opportunities to meet the goals of the 13th National Party Congress. On February 12 morning, the National Assembly reviewed submission on the 2025 Social Economic Development Plan, aiming for a growth target of 8% or more, and discussed proposed amendments to the Law on the Organization of the National Assembly and the Law on Promulgation of Legal Documents. On February 12 morning, Mr. Yung Teng-hing, member of the Standing Committee of the City Party Committee and Standing Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee, chaired the regular meeting of the City People's Committee. The meeting reviewed the social economic development situation in January and outlined key tasks for February. At the meeting, officials discussed solutions to achieve development goals, emphasizing the restructuring and streamlining of agencies per central and city policies. Authorities also plan to closely monitor business operations to provide timely support for production and investment, ensuring continued economic stability and growth. On the morning of February 12, Keng Teo City joined nationwide enthusiasm of young people preparing for military service as all communes, wards, and towns simultaneously held ceremonies to send off recruits for 2025. In the early mornings, Keng Teo City's 2025 military recruits gathered at local cultural centers. The solemn send-off ceremonies reflected the solidarity and responsibility of these young people as they prepared to fulfill their duties to the nations. Local Military Service Council presented flowers and offered encouragement, expressing confidence that recruits would uphold their homeland's revolutionary traditions and embody the spirit of volunteerism. They emphasized the importance of hard work, dedicated training, and striving to excel in assigned tasks. Local authorities pledged continued support for military families, ensuring the recruits' peace of mind as they serve. Mr. Yung Teng-hing, Standing Vice Chairman of Keng Teo City People's Committee, recently signed a document directing the strengthening of discipline, administrative order, and increased responsibility in handling work within the city's state administrative agencies. The document directs leaders of city departments, agencies, and district people's committee to uphold their responsibility, ensure discipline, and comply with directives from higher authorities. It emphasizes fostering a supportive environment that encourages innovation and creativity while ensuring feasibility and accountability in proposals. Officials and civil servants must strictly adhere to administrative and labor regulations, maintaining work quality and progress. On the afternoon of February 11, Mr. Fan Fanghiu, Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee and Chairman of the City People's Council, presided over a meeting of the Steering Committee for compiling Keng Teo City Gazetteer. Accordingly, the Keng Teo City Gazetteer consists of 3 volumes. The Geography and History volume includes an introduction and 7 chapters covering the city's geographical history. The Economics and Society volume contains 14 chapters, while the Culture volume comprises 12 chapters and a summary of the city's geographical history. The editorial board of each volume has been actively gathering information, collecting documents, and drafting reports according to the established schedule. Vietnam Airlines and Vietjet Air have been recognized by airline ratings as being among the world's top 20 airlines. Vietnam Airlines also received the Best Value Premium Economy Class Award for the 2nd consecutive year. AirlineRatings.com, a respected global airline rating organization that evaluates the safety and service quality of over 435 airlines worldwide, included 3 Southeast Asian carriers in its ranking. Thai Airways at number 17, Vietnam Airlines at number 19, and Garuda Indonesia at number 25. Vietnam Airlines has offered premium economy class seating on its entire domestic network since early 2025 and received the Best Value Premium Economy Class Award for the second year running. Vietjet was recognized as the world's best ultra-low-cost airline, maintaining its leadership in providing affordable and enjoyable travel experiences. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.